There we begin Shir HaShirim, new Sefer, new Megillah, 1-1. Okay, Shir HaShirim Asher Lishlomo, Song of Songs, the Shir of Shirim Asher, which similarly means which was composed by Shlomo HaMelech. Okay, the first thing question we have to ask is, so we know that Shlomo HaMelech wrote three Sepharim. He wrote Shir HaShirim, Mishlei, and Koheles. The question is, at what point in his life did he compose these three Sepharim? So the truth is, this really it's a machlokes. It's machlokes in the Medrash. Shir HaShirim Rabba, there's quite a machlokes as to when he wrote these Sepharim. The opinion, I'll read you someone that says over here, we have a pasuk in Melachim. When Shlomo HaMelech died, he was praised Vayidaber Shaloshes Alafim Moshal Vayihi Shiroi Chamisho V'Olef. Okay, it's in Melachim Aleph Perikei Pasuk Yudbeis. After the death of Shlomo HaMelech, describing his greatness, his accomplishments, he wrote 3,000 Mishalim, and his song was 1,005. Okay, now, not to get into the details of what is the significance of 1,000, 3,000, and 1,005, but the pasuk appears to the fact that it's ordered in this fashion, it would seem to indicate that Sefer Mishlei was composed before Sefer Shir HaShirim. And indeed, this is the opinion of Rabbi Chiya Rabba. Rabbi Chiya Rabba, that I'm quoting from a Medrash, Rabbi Chiya Rabba Omar, Rabbi Chiya the Great said, Mishlei kosav tchila v'achar kach shir hashirim, and then at the end of his life was Koheles. And he has a very solid proof. The pasuk gives us a very precise order. First were the Mishalim, and we assume when it says that he wrote 3,000 Mishalim, this refers to Sefer Mishlei. Sefer Mishlei, it has only how many prakim? 31 prakim? If I remember correctly, the 31 prakim Sefer Mishlei, but each pasuk has multiple Mishalim. So somehow it refers to, alludes to the fact that that the first order is a Mishlei, and then comes Shir HaShirim, the song, which is 1005, that alludes to Sefer Shir HaShirim, came second. However, there is another opinion, which is probably the more popular opinion, and that's the opinion of Tanei Rabbi Chiya Rabba. Rabbi Chiya the Great said, Rak le zikna Shlomo shars l'ruach hakodesh. Okay, there's another opinion that says that he wrote all three Sfarim together in one shot. At the time, right before Shlomo HaMelech died, in one moment he composed Shir HaShirim, Mishlei, and Koheles, and there is no precise order. However, the more popular opinion is the opinion of Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan is very popular, and he is of the opinion that he wrote Shir HaShirim in his youth, when he was a young man. Mishlei was written in middle age, midlife crisis. Mishlei sounds like someone's having a midlife crisis and is becoming very, very allegorical. And Koheles is a depressing sefer, is a reference to the end of life. He composed at the time that he died. And it makes sense. When a person, the Master of Yonis and the Midrash in fact says, when a person is young, when a person is young, you have a tendency to look at the world positive way. You look at the world in a very optimistic. Shir HaShirim is a song. Shir HaShirim, you're very idealistic when you are young. When you become middle aged, then you take a very hard look at life. That's Mishlei, all of the various Mishalim, what the world is compared to, and so on and so forth. And then at the end of life, Soif Dovar Kol Nishmas L'Kibi Rav Yetz Mitzvah Sof Shemar Kizeh Kol Ha'adam. Okay, so therefore that is a different approach. Now, this would explain also this very interesting idea is that the way Shlomo refers to himself in each of the Sfarim is very different. In the beginning of Mishlei, he writes Shir HaShirim Asher LiShlomo. He does not tell us his yichus. Mishlei is Mishlei Shlomo. How does it begin? Mishlei, the Mishlei of Shlomo ben Give me one second. Yeah, here we go. Okay. Mishle begins with the words Mishle Shlomo ben David, Melech Yisrael. And Koheles reads Divrei Koheles ben David, Melech Birushalayim. So the question is, why is it so that in Sefer Mishle we don't learn about Zichos? The only thing we know about Shlomo is he's just Mishle Shir Hashirim. I'm sorry, why in Shir Hashirim do we refer to him just simply as Asher Lishlomo? In Mishle we refer to him as being the Melech Yisrael. And Koheles, we refer to him, Koheles, Divrei Koheles ben David, Melech Birushalayim. Why are we coming down less and less to focus specifically on a smaller part of his Malchus? So some want to suggest the following, is that we know in the Gemara tells that Shlomo HaMelech originally ruled over the entire world. But along came Ashmedai, and Ashmedai deposed him. Because Shlomo, he went and he married too many wives, he violated Hashem's command, he did things that Hashem told him not to do. So Ashmedai, this demon, was given the power to depose Shlomo HaMelech. And only with great rachman did he come back and restore at least part of his malchus. So these three svarim indicate or represent different stages in his life, where his shlita, his koyach of malchus, was diminished. When he started out young, he was just called Shir HaShirim Asher LeShlomo. The absence of any description of where he ruled indicates that he ruled over the entire world. All he had to say was Shlomo. Shlomo ruled over the entire world. As he got older, he lost part of his malchus. He only ruled over Klal Yisrael. The entire Klal Yisrael. And then at the end of his life, he lost even more power. He only ruled over Yerushalayim. So it's telling us different stages in his career. Different stages in his career, he only had shlita over smaller, his power was less and less. When he was young, he ruled the entire world. As he got older, he only ruled over Klal Yisrael. And then as he got even older, he only ruled over Yerushalayim. Okay, now, this expression, Shir HaShirim, then we have a double expression of, like here, Shir HaShirim, indicates that this is the best of the best. I'll give you a couple of examples. Here in the Yarsley, it's a whole series of examples. Kodesh HaKodoshim. Right, something which is the holy of holies, Havel Havolim, the futility of futilities, the ultimate futility, Eved Avodim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described as the Melech Malchei Hamlochim. Whenever we have a double expression, it indicates, it has a connotation that we're dealing over here with the cream of the crop. That this is the total perfection of what Shira is meant to be. And the question is why? Why is this song unique? We're going to see soon the Targum. The Targum is going to list for us 10 songs that were composed, 10 holy songs that were composed from the beginning of time to the end of time. And yet, this pasuk, the only from all the 10 songs that we're going to learn about, the one that's considered to be the most significant is Shir HaShirim. Why? What is it about Shir HaShirim that earned its place to be called, given this beautiful title of Shir HaShirim? So the Medrash says something very important. All of the songs, without going into detail, only because I don't have the details in front of me, I don't know the details, all the songs pretty much are one-way songs. Some songs, Klal Yisrael, are singing praise to Hashem. And then there are songs where Hashem sings praise to Klal Yisrael. Most of the time a song is one, it's a one-way song. The one that's, we're giving, either we are praising Hashem or Hashem is praising us. The uniqueness of Shir HaShirim is, it's a two-way street. Hashem praises us, and we in turn respond and we praise Hashem. There is reciprocation. There is a communication between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is what enhances the beauty of Shir HaShirim. It's, again, it's a song where some of the psukim we are singing to Hashem, and then in response Hashem sings back to us, and that starts another cycle of us singing to Hashem and Hashem singing back. That's the uniqueness of Shir HaShirim, why it's given this unique title. Okay, Now, another important point to mention about Shir HaShirim is the truth is that this song is divided into three parts. The Sefer is divided into three parts. The first part of the Sefer goes all the way until Perek Hay, and it describes the events that took place through Yitzias Mitzrayim and the building of the first Beis Hamikdash. Again, remember, Shlomo HaMelech is writing this in his life. When Shlomo is writing this in his life, he's looking back at history. He's looking at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the entire Tkufa when Klal Yisrael lived in the Midbar for 40 years, and the next 440 years until the Beis Hamikdash was built, until even more, and then for the next 440 years while it existed in his lifetime. The second part of Shir HaShirim refers to the Golos, refers to what would happen to Klal Yisrael after the Churban of the Bayis Rishon, until the building and through the building and the Tkufa of the Bayis Sheni. The third part of the Sefer alludes to what's going to happen during the time of Yemos HaMashiach. So it's a historical. The first part is Beloshon Avar, is in the past tense, and the second two parts of the Sefer we'll see are written in Beloshon Osit, because Shlomo HaMelech, when he refers to the Sekh, he can only refer to the past tense in the part that already has passed in world history from the time that he lived. When he composed this Sefer, he can look back and describe the events of Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Tkufa of the Bayis Rishon. But when Shlomo HaMelech looks to the future, to the Tkufa of the Bayis Sheni, and looks to the Tkufa of Yemos HaMashiach, that is in the future. So therefore, the second and the third part of the Sefer is written B'loshein Osit. Okay, that's an important idea that hopefully we'll come to. The three different parts of Shir HaShirim is the past, the three different tekufos.
So speaking
about
the present.
What? When he speaks out the present, he's speaking in the past tense because it includes.
That's happening.
In his lifetime, right? In his lifetime, he's referring to what happened. Okay. Okay. I really should just maybe just do the. Okay. Now let's now just jump into the commentators. Now, Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of mefarshim to read when we learn Shir Hashem. We have the Mitzudas, our friend, our Rebbe. The Mitzudas David has returned. Baruch Hashem. And we have Rashi and we have the Targum. So we're going to try to do all three. And they really are, there's nothing like doing something inside in text. You do it in the text, you really get a real true flavor of what it's all about. So let's start with the Mitzudas David. Shir, we'll always do it in that order. The Mitzudas David, then we'll do Rashi, then we'll do the Targum. Okay, let's start with the Shir HaShirim. Lefisha Shloimeh Chibar Shirim Harbe. The first thing that the Mitzudas David is coming to address, why is it called Shir HaShirim? What is the unique expression, the song of songs? And the answer is, don't make a mistake and think that this is the only song which Shlomo HaMelech composed. He composed multiple songs. Lefisha Shloimeh Chibar Shirim Harbe, Kamo Shekosav Ayhi Shiroi Chamisha Ve'elef, as it says in Sefer Melachim, when he died, and he was eulogized, and he was described, his greatness was described as he wrote 1,005 songs. L'chein Omar, Psichas HaSefer Zeh, Hashir Hu HaMeshubuch V'Hana'ala Mikol Hashirim HaMeyuchasim L'Shlomo. The background is 1,005 songs, but you should know from the 1,005, this is the one that takes the cake. This is the one that is the most meshubach. Al ki hu shir yididus, it is a shir of love, a friendship. Yisaber boy is called toikef kishur ahava ho'aza v'dibu ko'amiti. It describes the power, the powerful connection and intense love. The Mitzudos David.
I'm reading the Aleph.
There's an introduction? I don't have the introduction.
Yeah, we missed the.
I don't even have. Let me take a look. I don't have the introduction. My edition. Okay.
Gimel on top of the page.
Okay, so you want to do the Hakdama? So good, let's do the Hakdama. Let's go to the Hakdama. I didn't prepare this, so you'll bear with me. Shleimim v'chein rabim somo iyunim al Megillas Shir Hashirim. Okay, Shleimim, people who are complete, people who are great Talmidei Chachamim, and many people have applied themselves. Iyun iyunim, with an intense scrutiny on Megillas Shir Hashirim. Lefarsha, to explain it, to elucidate it, b'ponim shonim, in many interpretations. Ish ish b'malachtei asher hei ma'isim, everyone according to their unique way. Ulam, kol rodfei hapshat, loimotsu monoach, did not find rest, v'adaylo niskara daita m'chol eile. That the people who seek to know the simple translation have failed miserably. And therefore, that's why you need me. That's why you need. That's exactly what he's saying, right? Isn't that what he's saying? They failed miserably. Heyos mehem yatzu herchuk meod miderech Rabbi Seinu Zchem Levracha b'midrashos miderech Rashi Avi Hamafarshim v'has v'hisiyum l'davar acher. They've been swept away by Maimori Chazal and by the derech of Rashi, which Rashi is not l'fi pshat. He's coming over here to let you know in the very beginning that don't make any mistake about it. Rashi here in Shir HaShirim is off the charts. Rashi is kuloi medrash. In fact, that's one of the things we're going to discuss about Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim is not a sefer which you can really learn literally. All of these expressions about describing body parts and describing the lust and all of these various expressions, it's not shaykh to say that this description between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, it's a love song. It's a love song that goes back and forth between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. It's impossible. Therefore, Rashi in his derech went off. Rashi went off to go only refer to these things allegorically with metaphors. And therefore, the person who wants to know pshat, you're not going to find it in Rashi. U'mehem loy kashu kol apsukim liyos echad echad yugshu chosam tzar. I don't know what that means. And other mefarshim did not attempt to tie down the psukim in one theme. They jump around. They're erratic. They go from one extreme to another. They don't have one central theme to explain to explain all the psukim together. Umeyem eshmitu b'mekoymos milvar inyan hamoshal hanimshal. And some of the commentators, they didn't know the pshat, so they skipped it. They skipped here, they skipped there. Lizos, therefore, since basically what he's saying over here is that you're going to see in all of the mefarshim there are major deficiencies in knowing the simple translation of the words. Lizos, kamti meira'ai. I have stood up over my friends. Vidurachti ba'akvus hapshat haperish asher. Asher, I don't know what that means. In the footsteps of the Haperish Asher, I don't know what that means. Yisparach, Tipachti v'ribisi al nevim harishon v'ksuvim. Tipachti means I have nurtured and I have developed. I have studied the nevim harishon. What? Toydelukel. Very good. Asher toide lekel yisparach. I give thanks to Hashem yisparach. Tipachti v'rabisi al nevim v'rishoinim v'nevim achroinim uksuvim disbadru be'alma v'chuta be'enei kol. I've studied all of Tanakh. Hein kolatiti hasoiles mikol divrei hamefarshim. I've collected the best of all of the mefarshim hanetfasim that have been printed. Umisifrei kisveyad kol yokar reosa enai. Basically, I've studied everything that is available. I have seen and studied and absorbed, and therefore I'm now going to present the best of the best. Uvemokem ahechach v'zda v'hahiz damein, and where it was necessary. And some of my comments are going to have original insights. Not everything that I'm writing here is going to be a likut, but it's going to be some of my own. I've divided the parish into two. We all know this, that is the Metsudos Tzion, which is the translation of the words. Hamilos Hamis Supokois, the Eidav Bitsidoi. Okay, and it's the words which are doubtful, difficult words. the Edyoi Bitsidoi Hanikra Beshe Mitsudas Tsioin. The Abeis, Chibure Hamilois, the Huinian Hanikra Beshe Mitsudos David. Okay, the two different parts of interpretation. The Megillah Hazos of the Cholosecha, Tamshil Ahavas Knesset Shol, is a mashal for the love of Knesset Yisrael im Hamokon Baruchu Ahavas Hashuka im Hachoy Sheikh. The love of the one that desires the love with he uses the expression a lot in the Farshim, Aim Hachoy Sheikh, Asher Ma'od, with the desire, Ma'od Tichsof Umishtoy Cake, there's an intense longing and yearning, a love, Acharehi Pardo Mimen. He is saying something very, very important. This is going to see right away in the first Rashi. This Sefer is being written in the times of Golas. This Sefer, Shlomo HaMelech, when he wrote this Sefer, his objective is, you should read this Sefer during the time of Golas, and you should long and yearn for the olden days, to bring back the time of love that existed in the beginning of our history. So it's not a Sefer that's according to the simple interpretation that's being written in times that are of Geula. It is a Sefer of Golus. It's a very interesting insight. Just like, you know, Megillas Esther, we just concluded, is a Sefer that represents Nisim that occurred during the time when there was no Beis HaMikdash, it's the time of Golus. It's the same thing with Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim is the Megillah. It's not a Sefer. Why is it called a Megillah? Because it's a document that's written to be understood during times of Golus. And we, during Golus, we look back to the time when we were close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we had a Beis HaMikdash, and there was Shechina in Klal Yisrael, and we yearn to restore and bring that back once again. And that again explains very much why it's called a Megillah and it's not called a Sefer. If it was a Sefer, it would have more of a connotation that this is a book that is to be studied during the good days. But a Megillah has more of a connotation that it's something which is during a time of incompleteness, we were lacking and we're yearning to come back to the better days. The he gam hu loizos mi chivva umafticha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu also does not. I'm not sure what that means. Does not turn away from its love umafticha loshuv lecha loshevis imokim eos asher yivu b'sukim achas alachas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that yes, indeed, the time will come when I will take you back and the love will be restored. Uvichol maimer hanechlak before shiotza hamoshlo miyad achrav yoir nisiv hamoshlo. In every single maimer, we're going to explain what is the nimshel, what is the meaning. What is it referring to? Laman ye'orev l'chik ha'to'emes. It should be delicious to the person that wants to taste the meaning of these psukim. The yasim l'derech palm of a person should put palm of a person should prepare himself for what he's about to read. V'yihi Hashem elokav imo. May Hashem be with you. May the force be with you. Okay, so that's his basic agdama. He's telling us over here to summarize that all of my predecessors have failed miserably to give an interpretation, a bayer, and a lefi derech ha-pshat. Rashi, forget about it. Rashi is kula medrash. Other commentators are also, they're influenced by Rashi. And even those that try to say pshat, they get confused, they get sidetracked, and they skip sections because they don't know what it means, and they fail to leave. And when they say pshat, they fail to put everything in one cohesive theme. Everything is just bits and pieces. But I, the Mitzudas David, have taken the task upon myself to write a perush al pshat. I have seen and have read everything that was available at the time in print. I know all of the commentators, and I'm going to give you the best of the best, the soilas, plus I'm going to give you some of my own insights. Okay. Well, everyone has their mahalach. Now let's see the first pasuk. Shir Hashirim. Now lefi. Shlem. Now let's go back. We started with Shlem Achiv Hashirim Harbe. Why is it called Shir Hashirim? This double expression because Shlomo composed many shirois. 1005 to be exact. Moshe Kosov Yishirim Chamish of Elaf. L'chein Amar, this one is the best. B'psichas Hasefer Zesh Zazesh Shir Hu Meshubach Avahanala Mikol Hashirim Hamiyuchasim L'Shlomo Ki Al Ki Hu Shir Yididus Yisaper Boy Es Kol Toikev Kisha Ava Ha'aza. It describes the intense connection between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. V'dibeko Amiti, the true connection to the true cleaving Shabein Akel Yisparach Ubein Amo Beis Yisrael. The Ochas b'Moshel min Ahava Hanim Retzes v'Chazaka Shemen HaChoshek v'Chashukaso. It's a Moshel between a Moshel to a human being that has an intense love for an object, whether that's a woman or whether that's some other type of desire that he wants. And if we take that as a Moshel that we can relate to, that human beings have a love for certain things, whether they love their money or they love their family or they love something, take that concept of love that a human being has for his object of desire and apply it towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher l'ma'od yisrabeh gagum b'yiparid zo mizo. If a person has a love for something and that thing has been taken away from him, the yearning to restore that object is extremely intense. The yitzbu Ace bo dibuk hatamidi, and a person yearns for that moment when he will be reunited with his object of love. So too, that is the mashal for the love between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At this moment in time, we are in a state of separation, and we are yearning to restore that love that once existed in earlier times. Now, in parentheses, v'im ki she'en hanim shel doyme el hamashal b'chol kelkei prati ha'anyanim. It's impossible to make a complete analogy between the love a human being has for an object, his object of desire, to the love that a human being has for Hashem, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein b'kach klum, don't get bogged down in the details. Ki kein hema darkei hamashal, that's the way Mishal amar, sheyesh bo. Sometimes there are, got to turn a lot of pages here. The page Yud Beis, ki yesh bo dvarim esafim, liapoisoi, there are extra details to make it beautiful, mukubal ala lev, loredes, there are extra details that are necessary in order to intensify deep down in the person's being what it really means. Okay, so that's the general hakdama. Now let's go take a look at Rashi. Rashi back to page Bira. There's a long hakdama. My edition. I don't have these hakdamas. I'm sorry. I don't have these hakdamas in my edition. So let's just read. Let's not do the hakdama because I didn't prepare. We'll come back to it. Bli neder. Let's just read over here the beginning pasuk aleph. Okay. Bli neder. I don't know why I don't have the hakdama. I was cheated out of the hakdama in my sefer. Okay, let's just start with pasuk aleph. K'shir Hashem Asher L'Shlomo Shonu Ravaseinu Kol Shlomo. Here it says the word Shlomo. Kol Shlomo. The Kaimulan Lama Loy Miyachaso Achar Aviv Kmo B'Mishlei Vikoy Helas. Can we discuss this? Why here in Sefer Mishlei do we say Asher Lishlamo? In Sefer Mishlei, in Shir Hashim it says Asher Lishlamo. In Sefer Mishlei it says Melech Al Melech Yisrael, and in Kohelis it says Melech Birushalayim. Here his title, his role is missing. Why? The answer is Hamudim B'Shir Hashim. Whenever you're lacking the word, the description is not referring to Shlomo HaMelech. It's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaMelech Shehasholoim Shelo. Shon Rabbeinu Kol Shlomo Hamudim B'Shir Hashim Kodesh. Melech Shehasholom Shelo. So you see immediately over here a departure between Rashi and the Mitzudos David. Mitzudos David, exactly what he said in Sakdama, I'm coming to reject Rashi. Rashi is going to interpret everything over here allegorically. It's not what I'm trying to do. Mitzudos says very clearly, Shlomo wrote 1,005 songs. This song is the song of Shlomo and it's the best. It's the Shir Hashirim. Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi says here Shlomo refers to Hashem, a song that is dedicated in honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next. Melech Shashom Shlo Shir Shehu Al Kol Hashirim. It is a song that is above all songs Asher Nemar that are said LeHaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'es Adoso VeAmo Knesses Yisrael. This is the most beautiful song that is said to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Period. Okay, now we go to a new thought. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Loi Hoyu Ha'olam Kedai Kiyom Shnitin Bo Shir Hashim Li Yisrael. An incredible statement. It was the whole world, it was not worthy for the world to be created until the day came when this song was revealed through Ruach HaKodesh to Klal Yisrael. That day, when this song was revealed, is where we earned our place. The world deserved to be created. Shekol HaKisuvim Kodesh, all of the Ksuvim are holy, but Vishir HaShirim is Kodesh Kodoshim. Amar Belazar ben Azariah, Lama Hadav Adomer, what is it compared to? Lemelech Shenotal Sochitim, he purchased one measure of grain. Vinosna lenachtoim, and he gave the grain to a baker. Omar lo, he said to him, I'm giving you an entire measure of grain. I want you, from this large measure, I want you to remove from it, extract soiless fine flour. The kach, and by doing so, you're going to have to remove the bran. The kach b'kach subin, the kach b'kach morsum, these are two different types of bran, two different degrees of bran. V'solisali mitoicho gilusko yachas minupe umu'ula. And from this fine flour, I want you to make for me a delicious loaf of bread that is pure. So to kach kol ha'kesuvim kodesh, v'shir ha'shirim kodesh kodoshim, shukuloi yira shamayim v'kibul ol malchuso. All other, so what he's saying over here is that all other svarim in Tanakh are all in the category of a saw, of a measure of grain that was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is the Melech, to the Nachtaim, to us, Claudius, so we're being compared here to the baker. And everything that comes from Hashem is special, is unique. But when we go and we extract from this large measure, there's the soilas, and we make this soilas into a loaf of bread, this is something which is very unique. Now, there was a lot of meaning over here in this Rashi. I don't have all the details, but one of the main points over here is that because Rashi is giving us a mashal, he's quoting a chazal, that the baker has to make it into a loaf of bread, what it's teaching us is that it requires a lot of work. It's not just that you take a saw and you crush it and you have fine flour. You're not done yet. After you have fine flour, you have to knead it with water. You have to work with it. You have to put it in the oven. You have to wait, and you have to produce a loaf of bread. Just because Shir Hashirim represents the soilus of the saw, it's not yet a finished product. You have to take the soilus, add ingredients. You have to add water, a little salt, maybe some eggs, maybe some flavor. You have to go over here to Breadberry. What's it called over here? That store on that Breadsmith. And ask them what they put into the bread, all the different ingredients, to produce something which is a high quality product. There is more work that needs to be done in order to produce a product. That's the mashal Rashi over here is giving us. It's Kodesh Kodashim. It is the selected soilus from the core Shel Tua, but you're not yet finished. More work needs to be done to produce results. Now again, and the Rashi over here says another very important idea: Shekulo Yira Shemayim VeKibul Ol Malchuso. There are two major themes to look out for in Shir HaShirim. There's Yira Shemayim, and there is the Kabbalas Ol Malchuso, to accept upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that can allude to the two differences we mentioned before in the beginning. The reason why, according to the Medrash, Shir HaShirim is unique is because it is from all of the various songs, it is the only song which is a conversation. It is a conversation. All of the other songs in Tanakh, the 10 songs that we're going to see soon in the Targum, are songs which are one way. Either Klal Yisrael is singing a song to Hashem, or Hashem is singing a song to Klal Yisrael. Shir HaShirim is a conversation. We sing a pasuk to Hashem, and Hashem responds by singing a pasuk to us. And that cycle continues throughout the entire Sefer. When it says here, Yir HaShamayim, that alludes to Hashem singing to us. When Hashem sings a song to us, we are inspired. We are petrified. Hashem is speaking. We are filled with Yira. When we sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we respond, that is the Kibul Ol Malchuso. Yisrael. That is our acceptance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's authority. So these two expressions over here in Rashi, Shekulo, Yirah Shamayim, V'kibul Omal Huso, represent the conversation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, now let's see the Targum. Okay, there's a very long Targum, beautiful Targum. Shirin V'sushpochin. Okay, songs, you have to turn right away to page Yud. Okay, turn to page Yud. Songs and praises. D, which Omar Shlomo, and we have a lot of embellishment. The first thing over here, the Targum is not willing to take this silently. Neviyah and Malka di Yisrael. Shlomo the Navi, the prophet, and the king of Yisrael. Beruach Nevuah, that he said through the spirit of Nevuah, Kadam Riboin Kol Olma Hashem, before the Riboin Shalom, before Hashem. So right off the bat, we know that Rashi, the Targum, is coming to reject the Mitsudos. Even though the Targum lived about 1,000 years, maybe even more, before the Mitsudos. But you know, they always make believe they're all living at the same time, just to make things simple. He says, this is not. He's coming to reject Rashi. He's following along the theme of the Mitsudos David, that Shlomo here refers to Shlomo the man, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shlomo, HaMelech Shehasholoim Shelo. Not like Rashi, but like the parish of the Mitsudos. Next. Rashi over here, the Targum over here, is saying something amazing. He seems to be filling into this pasuk what's lacking here that appears in Sefer Koheles and in Mishlei. In Mishlei, Shlomo is described as the Melech Yisrael. That's exactly what it says. Malka di Yisrael. That's a quote from Sefer Mishlei. Then when it says he also Malka di Yisrael, the Shlomo, the Neviyah. He's called the Navi. Why does the Targum have to mention he is the Neviyah? Because that's what you do in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the place of the Hashrohas Hashchina. In Sefer Koheles, Shlomo is described as Melech B'Yerushalayim. So here it says nothing. Targum says, even though here it says nothing, we have to take what it says in Sefer Koheles and what it says in Sefer Mishlei and import that into Sefer Shir HaShirim. Shlomo was the Melech of Yerushalayim. What is the significance of Yerushalayim? How is Yerushalayim greater than the rest of Eretz Yisrael? Yerushalayim is the Mokum of the Hashras HaShchina. It's the place where the Shchina resided. It's the place where all Nevuah, all sources of prophecy come from. So he's described as the Neviyah, which is the Melech of Yerushalayim. And he's also described as the Malka di Yisrael, like it says in Sefer Mishlei. So the Targum is not letting you get away with all of these omissions. We have to add all of these things into the Sefer. And the Sefer, he points out, was not just said on its own, it was said with the Koyach of Nevuah. Now, the Targum begins to list, enumerate the 10 songs that appear throughout world history. Now, we should be aware, we're going to just only learn what it says in the Targum. This Targum is controversial because he's very selective in what he wants to count as the 10 songs. There are a handful, a number of other Midrashim and other esoteric sources which also list the 10 songs, but they have different songs. Okay, and the most significant thing over here, what? Everyone sticks to 10, but what merits, what song is awarded, is credited as part of the 10 songs? Okay, who made it to the top 10? Who made the top 10? And also, what is very significant is that according to the Medrash, Shir HaShirim is number 9. It's not number 10. In many other countings, Shir HaShirim is number 10. Right, that's the whole purpose. If it's Shir HaShirim, if it's the best of the best, it should be number 10. Avraham had 10 Nisyonos.
It should be number 1.
No, number 1 it's not, because we were going in chronological order. 10 is the Akedah was the 10th Nisyon. It was the greatest. It was the most difficult. He's not going to list them. He's going to have a different one. Let's see what it says. Here he goes. Asarte Shirasa Is Amaru Be'ol Mohadein 10 songs were said in this world. Shira Dein Meshuvach, and from those 10 songs, Shira Dein, this specific song of Shira Shira Meshuvach Min Kulon, is the best. Now, what are the 10 songs? Shirta Kamaisa. The first song was said by Omar. Adam was recited by Adam HaRishayim Bizman De Ishtabek, when he was forgiven. De Ishtabek means he was forgiven, Chayfseh, his sin, for eating from the Eitz Hadas. When did Adam HaRishon recite a song? V'asa Yom HaShabbosah. Yom HaShabbos arrived. V'agein Aloi. And he sang Aloi for Shabbos. Pesach Pume, he opened up his mouth. V'amar Mizmashir L'Yom HaShabbata. So the Targum here says that this is a very important idea. It's also it's a medish that Mizmashir L'Yom HaShabbos. When Adam HaRishon, he sang that song L'Yom HaShabbos, which David later incorporated into Tehillim. It was said by Adam. It was the first Shira said in this world. And it was said specifically, even though it's not so clear. It doesn't say this anywhere in the Pesukim. It's not so clear. It was said in response for Hashem forgiving Adam HaRishon to some degree, at least that he did not die at that moment when he ate from the Eitz Hadas. He was given to live for 930 years. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have killed him immediately. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him to live, and that's why he sang Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, a Shir of Kapara. Next, Shirto Tin Yesa. The second Shira is Amar Moshe. We're fast forwarding a very, 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 very many, many years later. Moshe, in Bino di Yisrael, Bizmon de Vadza, Lehoin Mori Omo Yos Yamosuf. The second Shira was Kriyas Yamsuf. Oz Yoshir Moshe, Uvine Yisrael, Zashir Zos, Lashem, Bayer Mulemar, Paschu Kulum Kachada. Everyone recited together as one, the Amaru, Shirta, a song. Dehachdein kasif, and so the word dehachdein means and so it is. Vechein kasif, and so it's written. Bechein means oz. Bechein shabach Moshe uvenei Yisrael. They sang Hashir Azos Hashem vayemu leimar. Okay, next. So again, the second song is Kriyas Yamsof. Song number 3, Shirta Tili Seisa. The third song, Amaru B'noi B'noi Yisrael, Bizman, De Ish Yehevas, Lohon Beiro De Miriam, is when they receive the Be'er of you have Mayim? I have in my text the Miriam, different text. Okay, same thing, Miriam. Da'achdein Kasiv, and so is it written, Bechein Shabach Yisrael, Oz Yashir Yisrael is Hashir Azos Hashem, Vayom Ulemar, Ali Be'er, and Nula. Okay, everyone, that's he's just quoting over here the beginning of the Pasuk. Now we come to number 4. Shirta Rivi Esau, the fourth song, Amar Moshe Nivia. Moshe, again, Moshe is getting double dips. Kat Osa Zimne, Lemifta Min Olma, it's Hazinu. Hazinu Hashamayim Vadabera, when he was about to leave the world, Vayichach Bas Yos Amo Beis Yisrael, and he gave Musar to Klal Yisrael. So that song of Musar is called Dachdein Kasiv, and so is it written, Atzisu Shemaya Va'amalel. Hazinu Hashamayim Va'adabera, listen heaven, I will speak. Next, Shirta Chamishesa, the fifth song, Amar Yoshua Binun, Kadwen Agach Kurava Begivoin. When he, Agach means he arranged. When he arranged a war in Givon, he went out to battle. The Kamule Shimshon, now here's very interesting what it says here. The sun and the moon stopped moving. There was not enough time during the day to complete the battle. Shemesh Begivoin Doim. The sun stopped moving. The day was extended for many more hours. The Kamule Shimshon Visiara, the sun and the moon stopped. The Tulasin Vishesh Shoin. For 36 hours. Now here is something very interesting. Ufisaku milimemar shirsa. And the sun and the moon were denied to their ability to sing shira. Okay, this is something very new that you don't hear about. Is that when the sun and the moon are in motion, this is their expression of singing shira. By Yeshua demanding that the sun and the moon stop moving, he's basically telling them to be silent, not to sing Shira to Hashem. Therefore, it was upon Yehoshua the obligation to have Hashlama, to be mashlim for the deficiency that he caused by telling the sun and the moon to stop moving. Psach pume iu ba'amar shirta. He then said, Shira, dehachten ksiv, that so is it written, Yishabach Yoshua kodem Hashem, Yoshua, he prays before Hashem, period. And the pasuk, what was the pasuk? I'll tell you the whole pasuk. It's in Yoshua, the end of Sefer Yoshua. He sang it there. The psukim begin. Okay, Oz Yidaber Yoshua Lifnei Hashem. Okay, you have to go. I don't have the whole psuk. There, it's in Perek Yud. Perek Yud in Sefer Yoshua. It goes on to describe the song. But according to the Targum, he's revealing to us this new chiddush is that the song was in order to compensate the lack of song that the sun and the moon would have otherwise sung at this moment in time. Now we come to song number 6. Shirta Shir Si Seisa, the 6th song. Amar Barak Udvara Biyoma Dimsar Shem Yas Sisra. When Sisra was defeated, Shiras Devoira, the Yas Mishri Yosei, and so it was sung, Biyad Binoy Dishol to Klal Yishol, Dehachtein Kasiv, and so is it written, Vishabach Devoira Varak Bar Avinoyam, Devoira and Barak Bar Avinoyam, they sang a song to Hashem, Shiras Devoira. Number 7, Shirta Shivi Esa, Amaras Chana, when Chana was given her son Shmuel, Bizman de Isyehevle Bar Min Kodem Hashem, Teachtein Kasiv, Vitzalias Chana, Beruch Nevuov Amaras, she prayed, Vatispalel Chana La Hashem, Olat Slibi Ba Hashem, so that tefillah we recite in the very beginning of Sefer Shmuel, that we read on Rosh Hashanah, the first day Rosh Hashanah as the Haftarah, that song is song number 7. Next, Shirta Timnesa, the eighth song, Amar David, Shiras David. It is the end of Sefer Shmuel, and also appears in Tehillim with a few different changes. Shiras David, it's the Haftarah of Parshas Hazinu. When Hazinu is not Shabbos Shuva, we read Shiras David. Shirta Timnesa Amar David Malko the Yisrael Al Kol Nisaya the Avad Le Hashem Psach Pume the Amar Shirta the Achtein and Seven. So is it written for Shavach David Binevuos Kodem Hashem. Next, now we come to number 9. Shirta Tishi Esa number 9. Amar Shlomo Malko the Yisrael Baruch Kudsha Kodem Riboim Kol Olmo Hashem. This is number 9. So it's clear as day that according to the Targum, Shir Hashirim is song number 9. It's song number 9, not song number 10. And what is going to be the song number 10? The Shirta Asireso, Asidin, we have yet to compose, will be recited by Klal Yisrael Tam of Mashiach, Lemeimar, the Shirla Salovo, and Lemeimar, Yasa Bnei Golvosa, Beidon, the Yifkun, Min Golusa, when they come out of Golos, Dachdein Kasiv, Farash, Al Yudod, the Yeshaya Neviya, and so it is alluded to in the Sefer Yeshaya. Dachdein Kasiv, Shira Hadein, the following song, Yehelechon Lechedva, it's a pasuk, it says, will be for you a song, Kilel Iska Doshus Chagod Pisca. Just like this Hallel that Klal Yisrael sang on the night of Pesach, at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, when they slaughtered the Karban Pesach, they were singing Hallel. You say Hallel. So just like Klal Yisrael sang Hallel on the Leli of in the night of Pesach, so too we're going to also sing a new song at the time of when Mashiach comes. The Chedvas Liba and the joy of the heart Ka'amo. The joy of the heart of the nation, the Ozlin l'ischazoa, that will go to see Kodam Hashem Tlos Zimnin b'Shabe Shata, to see Hashem Shalosh Pamim b'Hashana Yerikol Zuchurcha b'Minei Zemer, with all different types of musical instruments, the Kol Tavla and other tabla, symbols, whatever these are, l'Me'al l'Tura, when we come up to the mountain of Hashem, referring to Yerushalayim. Ulemiflach, and to serve Kodam Hashem, Takifa the Yisrael, the mighty people of Klal Yisrael, when they will come in the future to come and serve Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the bottom line over here is, we have over here, according to the Targum, 10 different songs. We have a total of nine. The 10 is reserved for Los Alavo, and this one is called Shir Hashirim. At least so far, it is the most special of all of the various songs.
The orchestra is,
Okay. Okay, so this is, we have over here Rashi, Targum, and the Metzudas. Let's jump now with the Pasuk base. Pasuk base. Yishakeni, Minishiko Ispiyu, Kitoivim, Doidecha, Minis. The Pasuk Alpha is really the Hakdama. Shir Hashem really begins with Pasuk base. Pasuk base is we are making a request. The request is, it's, may Hashem, in the future tense, may Hashem kiss me from the Nishiko Ispiyu, from the kisses of his mouth. Your love is better, is more precious than wine. Let's take first look at the Metzudos David. Pasuk Beis, Yishakeni. Ato Heichel L'Saper Mehaflogas Haga'aguin. Page Yud Beis. So now, after that, Hakdama, that introduction of who is the author, Shlomo, or is it LaHashem, HaMelech Shalom Shalom, we now truly begin the Sefer with Pasuk Beis. We begin to describe the enormous yearning, and the Metzudos is learning everything al derech pshat. This Pasuk over here is talking, is going, is being written from the time of Golos. We are now in Golos, and we are begging Hashem, if only you can once again kiss us from the kisses of your mouth like we were kissed in the olden days. Ato heichel l'saper mehaflogas hagaguin, the enormous yearning shohoya that came to be achar he pared hachashuk me'es chashukaso v'holachlo, after the object of love has been separated from the lover. After we have lost the object of our love, we now yearn and plead for this object of love to come back to us once again. And we long for what happened, what we experienced, and the relationship that we had with Hashem in those days of old. Even though the pasuk does not tell us exactly what this is, even though this pasuk is extremely vague, it's not telling us exactly who is loving what, who wants what, and what exactly is this object. That's the way songs are written. Songs are written very concisely. You have to add in an enormous amount of bayer explanation to understand the subject and what is it referring to. Hamu'ulim, that's the way songs are written. They're written in riddles. Hamu'ulim, that are hidden. Asher yiktsu, they're very, very short. The yistimu hadvarim, and the theme and the words are hidden. Ulam, hey mochichim al atzmam. However, when you look at the entire context, it's clear as day what the missing words are. What we are alluding to? Mihu hamedaber? Who is the speaker? Who is the subject? Umihu hameshiv? Who is responding? Umahi hasiba? And what is the cause for this expression? Why is it being said? L'chol hadvarim hanemorim. Ubeze hadech oleches v'sefeves gam negilas azos atumam. And just like that's the style when one writes a song, it's clear from the context of who's speaking and what's being mentioned. That's the way you have to understand this sefer, this Megillah Shir Hashirim. V'yomar b'zeh k'ilu hachashuka homu me'eha gam tishteikeik olav. Now this pasuk is telling us that the desire is yearning from our insides. And it yearns for him. We yearn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu with an intensity. V'yomeres aliba, and the person says to himself, mi yitain. Those are really the key words. Those are the key words over here that you have to add into the pasuk. Okay, he's eating in words. Make believe you would read pasuk beis as it says, umi yitain she yishakeni min neshikos piyu. If only once again we can be kissed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you add those two words into the beginning of the pasuk, it opens up the pasuk in an entirely new way. Umi yitain v'yishakeni od hachashuk hahu me'ein haneshikos. If only the object of our desire would kiss us me'ein haneshikos hachavivos from the kisses of love asher nashakni b'fiv v'mekedem, that he kissed me from his mouth in days of old. fault. Even though it says minishikos, and a nishika by definition is something that comes from the mouth. So the Mitzudos here is asking, why is there a poetic repetition, the nishikos of the peh? A nishika automatically means the peh. It's a style. There is poetic repetition. Mishikos piu is redundant. Mishnishuk automatically means the mouth. We just say it in order to give some style. And that makes this into a beautiful expression, a clear, a clean, an expression that is used in a song. Okay, so this is the perish. Okay, so therefore, let's the next words. Now, what does it mean, doidecha? Doidecha means your love. Meroiv ahava aslo ha-chuchak b'nafshe ki'ilu oimeid lemula. Due to the intense love, a person imagines as if Hashem is standing right opposite us. The Eil of Taimar, and to the object of our love we say, Hine, behold, Esave, I yearn El Haneshiko Yisraele, I yearn for these kisses, Ki Hadudim Shehir Esalime Os, the love that you've showed me in the past, Hoyu Toivim was better, Mi Mishte Hayayin was greater than a party of wine. Ulechein, therefore, echmod aleihem, I yearn for it. Now, what's the nimshol? That's the stem. What? That's the mashal. What's the nimshol? Vanimshol hu loymar hine kineses Yisrael biyosa begoila. While we are now in Golis, Zeicheres Ahavas Hashem remembers the love of Hashem. Shehera lo be'eis chayitziyam mitzrayim. Ve'eis amidasa mul har Sinai lekabel ator. The love that Hashem showed to us at Har Sinai. Ve'hashuas hashlin shoyso alechem ayos. Believe it, tisave, and our heart yearns. Ve'chein tichle ponov. Our face becomes also, it's an expression of yearning. Lo'yfia od oleh hashchinaso. Hashem should once again shine His Shechin upon us. Levar lo soid, in order to reveal to us the secrets of the Torah, Tamei HaTorah, u'mistrei tzifoi noiseha, and the secrets that are hidden within. So therefore, the simple interpretation is that the love that you've shown us, if only miyitin, now we go back and read the pasuk in its entirety, miyitin, we'll read it as if it says, miyitin yishakeni minashiko, so if only once again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could kiss us from the kisses of His peh, because that love, kidoidecha, that love that you have given us at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah is greater miyoyin. Yoyin is a marshal for the best material goods that the world has to offer. Yayin always represents material possessions, pleasure, bodily pressure, bodily pleasure, anything that is physical. The love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the spiritual love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has bestowed upon Klal Yisrael is infinitely greater than any possible pleasure, physical pleasure a person can experience in this world. The yoin is that mashal for the physical pleasure in this world. Now let's see, Rashi says kamat the same exact thing. Rashi here in Pasuk Bey says, Mi yitein min shikos piyu, ze hashir oimeris b'fiyah b'golusa uve'al menusa. Okay, that's an extremely important yisod, which is exactly what the Mitzudo says. When is this song being said? This song is meant to be said today, in Golis, when Klal Yisrael is in the state of Golis, when Klal Yisrael is called an almana, we are a widow, we don't have our connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we say, we add in the same exact two words, Mi Yitain, if only once again we can be reunited with Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Yishakeni HaMelech, and the Melech, Shlomo. Who is the Melech Shlomo? HaMelech Shehasholom Shaloi. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu will kiss us, Minishikos Piyu, with the kiss of His peh, Kemo Me'oz, like it was in the past. Lefi. Now what does it mean over here? Over here, this expression from Minishikos Piyu. Lefi. Sometimes when you kiss on the back of the hand, or you kiss on the shoulder. Now Now Rashi over here has revealed an amazing interpretation, amazing idea, which is something which the Mitzudos David was also bothered, but Rashi has his own interpretation. What is the repetition, Minishiko Ispiu? So the Mitzudos says, if you say the word Nishiko, Nishiko means a kiss that comes from the mouth. There's only one way to kiss. You kiss from the mouth. There's nothing else you can find the other way to kiss. So the Mitzudos David said, Einochanami, it's just an expression. It's an expression which is the repetition. But Rashi says, no, the extra reference of Piu means, where should that kiss be directed? The kiss should be directed on my peh. On my peh. The kiss of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that comes from your peh, should not go on my shoulder or on the back of my hand, which is just derech nimus, which is the way you greet a politician, the way you greet a friend. But it should come a chiba of a kiss of love. And a kiss of love is peh el peh. And so that's why we have the repetition.
Like it might have been a minig Yisrael, but because the Goyim took it over, we took it away.
I don't know what you're saying.
It's the bride. With Mavavah.
Pel Pet. There's a famous story. I told you the story once. The famous story of Elchanan Wasserman. Elchanan Wasserman. He to America to raise money. This is before he went back. He was invited. Once he was in America, he was invited to a wedding, and he the mechadrim with cedar kiddushin. And he was mesader kiddushin and everything, everything was fine. And at the end of the cedar kiddushin, the chassan kissed the kala under the chuppah. Okay, so you would say today, you would say big deal. It's not. So the chassan kissed the kala. So he commented that sometimes when you do something le'enei, what's the last words of the Torah? Le'enei. When you do le'enei kol Yisrael, it's the end of the Torah. He says, in America, if this is the minig in America, where the chassan kisses the kala under the chuppah,
that's
le'enei.
Not part because it's what did Moshe do le'enei kol Yisrael? He smashed the luchos.
He smashed the luchos. But this is what he says. Okay, a very famous line. If you kiss the, you do le'ene, there are certain things you don't do le'ene kol Yisrael. If you do it, chaval, it's bad news for Klal Yisrael. Torah is coming to an end. That was his comment on American Jewry. Summarized what he saw in America. I shouldn't say that now. But this is what it says. According to Rashi, it's a kiss, peh el peh. We have an appreciation for Rashi only because of the Mitzudos' question. The Mitzudos is a very tough question. Nishika automatically means peh. What's the repetition? Mitzudos says it's an expression. Rashi says it's not an expression. The second pew is referring to where the kiss is directed, and that is an indication of an intense love. Next, ki toivim doidecha miyayin, doidecha mikol mishtayin, the love that you have shown to Klal Yisrael is more precious than any physical pleasure in this world. Umikol oinig v'simcha, the love shown ivri hu lios kol sudas oinig v'simcha nikres al shem hayayin. He's asking a question: why is a suda? Why is pleasure referred to as wine? The pleasure of a meal is not the wine, it's the food. So the answer is, it's an expression, a colloquial expression, a mishtayayin. We refer, it's a Jewish expression that all of the benefit is called al shem hayayin. Kenyan shenemar, el beis mishtayayin and bei Esther, b'shir lo yishtayayin, v'hoya kino v'novel toif v'chol v'yayin, mishtayayin, all different expressions of wine as used as a reference to the ultimate pleasure in this world. V'zehu biur, now he goes on Rashi to say, the biur mashmo, that's what the pasuk means. V'nemar dugma shaloi al shem shenos. And now, what did that concludes? Now he comes to explain the pasuk in a little more detail. What he says over here is al shem shenos an lochem atoyrasoi v'dibo imoyim ponim el ponim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. He spoke to Klal Yisrael ponim el ponim. The Torah by Matan Torah, he spoke to us directly. That speech directly is considered to be a kiss mipeh el peh. The oisam dudim oidam arevim aleim mikol shashua, that love that we experience at the time of Matan Torah when Hashem revealed Himself to Klal Yisrael upon Him is more precious than any other enjoyment that we experience in this world. Umuvtachim miito loyfia oid aleihem, and we have confidence that Hashem will once again appear to us openly. Levayer lohem sota neha umister tzifo no seha. Hashem will once again appear to us to reveal all of the the secrets of the Torah. And we are yearning, we are begging Him. We are begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He shall fill His word, He shall once again return to us and show us this love. And that's why we're begging over here in this pasuk, Halavai, Halavai, Mi Yitain, that Yishakeni Mineshikos Piyu, He shall once again reveal Himself to us, Panim El Panim, like Matan Torah, to reveal to us the Sisrei Torah. Okay, now there are many more interpretations, and Belinede will pick up with this tomorrow.